Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to ride a good upwards transition. So I want to start this podcast episode with a question, and that is, what is the movement that is demanded more than any other in dressage tests at every level? Circles, maybe? Now, although that's what many riders assume, it's actually transitions that are the most frequently ridden exercise in dressage tests. So transitions should form the backbone of your home arena schooling too. Now, transitions are also crucial for developing and improving your horse's obedience, balance, suppleness, and throughness. And without good transitions, your dressage riding has no foundation, and the horse will not progress correctly along the dressage scales of training. So in this podcast episode, we're going to focus on upward transitions. So firstly, what are upward transitions? Well, an upward transition is basically a change from a slower pace to a faster one. Now, examples of upward transitions include halt to walk, walk to trot, and trot to canter. Now, upward transitions can also be ridden within the paces. For example, collected trot to medium trot, or collected walk to extended walk. Now, as you move up the dressage levels, direct upward transitions are also demanded. So you may be asked to ride a transition from halt to trot, or from walk to canter. So next, let's look at what the dressage judge is looking for. Now, when judging upward transitions, the judge is looking for a number of key elements, and they include the following. So number one is reaction. Because first of all, the horse must react instantly to the rider's request for an upward transition. Now that demonstrates to the judge that the horse is focused on the rider's aids and is obedient and sharp to the leg and seat. Number two is impulsion. So the transition should not dwell. In other words, the horse should immediately move forwards into the new pace rather than hesitating or dawdling. Now number three is balance and frame. So the horse should maintain a round outline or frame, working through his back to seek the rider's contact. Now as he makes the upward transition, the horse should step through and underneath his body with his inside hind leg so that the transition is uphill and balanced. Now, the judge doesn't want to see the horse becoming hollow or falling onto his forehand and dropping his poll as he makes the transition. And lastly, number four is relaxation. Now, throughout the transition, the judge wants to see that the horse remains relaxed. Now, tension will often result in a rushed transition where the horse loses his balance and becomes hollow, and sometimes crooked as well. So overall, the judge wants to see a reactive, fluent, forward, straight, upward transition that is free from tension and which the horse maintains his frame and balance throughout. So now let's move on to talk about how to ride a good upward transition. So a good upward transition should be ridden from the back to the front, and that means that the horse should use his hindquarters to push himself forward into the transition, taking more weight onto his hind legs whilst lifting and lightening his forehand. Now, the degree to which that can be achieved depends largely on the horse's level of training and the rider's proficiency in giving the horse the correct coordinated aids. So let's look at the halt to walk. Now, to ride the halt to walk transition, use both legs at the girth. Now, at the same time, let your weight drop down evenly into both seat bones and soften your rein contact to allow the horse to move forward. Now, if you don't get an immediate response, then flick the horse sharply with your schooling whip behind your leg to refocus him on your aids. Now, let's look at the walk to trot. Now, essentially, the basic aids for the walk to trot transition are the same as what we've just discussed for the halt to walk. But before you ask for the transition, make sure that the walk steps are active and that the horse is listening to you. Now, use a half halt to warn the horse that you are about to ask him to do something and then apply the aids. And now let's look at the trot to canter. So to ask for canter from trot or walk, you use your inside leg at the girth. Now your outside leg remains passive and slightly behind the girth, and you drop more weight into your inside seat bone and ask for a slight inside flexion. Now use a half halt with your outside rein to ask the horse to strike off with his outside hind leg as the first stride of the new canter pace, and keep the outside rein to prevent the horse from falling out, and soften your inside rein to encourage the horse to stay round in his frame. Now always ask for the canter from sitting trot so that you can use your body weight to help keep your horse balanced. Now many riders struggle with the trot to canter transition, so if you need any help with this, we have got 2 podcast episodes as well as 2 articles on our website with the titles How to Ride a Good Trot to Canter Transition and How to Get Your Horse to Canter on the Correct Leg. So if you are struggling with either of those, please go and search for those articles and podcast episodes. Right, so now let's move on to talk about transitions within the paces. Now when riding transitions within the paces, your aim is to keep the same rhythm and tempo. So the horse shouldn't go any faster or change his rhythm. The stride should merely cover more ground and the horse should lengthen his frame. Now basically, to ask for an upward transition within the pace, you should use a half halt to balance the horse, ask for more energy with your legs and seat, and allow with your hand so that the horse can lengthen his frame. And finally, let's talk about direct upward transitions. Now the key to achieving good direct upward transitions is to have the horse listening to you and working forwards through his back into the bridle. Now the aids that you use are the same as what we've described previously. For example, to make a transition from walk to canter, get your horse's attention by using a half halt and use the same aids as what you would use if you were going to ask from trot to canter. Now again, if you have any problem with these transitions, we've more than likely got a podcast episode or an article for it on our website. So please search our archives if you need any more help. Okay, so now let's talk about problems. Now as with most dressage exercises, things can go wrong with upward transitions. So let's explore a few of them. So the first one we're going to talk about is lack of reaction. Now your horse must be working forwards and he must be attentive to your aids if you are to achieve a good upward transition. Now if the horse is half asleep when you ask for an upward transition, then he won't engage his hind end and the transition will be spongy and lackluster. Now many riders become so engrossed in riding endless circles that their horses can sometimes switch off. So the quick fix here is to keep your horse attentive by riding more transitions. Now the second problem we're going to talk about is poor preparation. Now it's no good throwing yourself into a transition at the last minute without preparing yourself and your horse first. So use a half halt to get the horse's attention and to balance him. Decide where you want to make the transition and make sure that you are balanced and use the correct aids. Now the third problem is that the aids are too strong. Now your horse should make an upward transition from a whisper and not from a scream. Now that means that you should use a light aid that's barely viewable to onlookers. Now if you use too much leg, you could drive the horse out of balance onto his forehand. Now obviously, the more experienced your horse is, the more subtle your aids can be. Young horses and newbies to the art of schooling, such as ex-racers, require very clear aids, but that doesn't mean that you should have to shout. Okay, so problem number 4 is the opposite, which is that the rider's aids are too feeble. Now, conversely to what we've just discussed, you do need to make it clear to your horse exactly what you want him to do. Now, as you both become more tuned into one another, you can then use a lighter aid. However, to avoid any miscommunication, you must use very clear aids, including your voice, if that helps your horse to understand what you want. But just remember that you are not allowed to use your voice during a dressage test. And the last problem that we're going to discuss, which is problem number 5, which is an ineffective rider seat. Now, many riders develop the habit of leaning forward when they ask for an upward transition, especially into canter. Now, not only does that unbalance the horse by pushing him onto his forehand, it means that you can't use your seat as a balancing driving aid. So make sure that you consistently tell yourself to sit down on your seat bones, keep your body upright and your legs long, and then ask for the transition. So to wrap this episode up, upward transitions are demanded for at every dressage test, from training level right through to Grand Prix. So make sure that you include plenty of upward transitions in your everyday training regime to help develop your horse's balance, suppleness, obedience, in line with the dressage scales of training. Now, if you have any other questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our training diaries, our books and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.